Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So in the last Mishnah we spoke about when you have an area that borders between Yerushalayim and outside of Yerushalayim, whether it be an olive press, a tree, so do we consider where it's partially in and partially out, so do we consider it inside Yerushalayim or outside of Yerushalayim? So this Mishnah is going to talk about, and what if you have an area that borders on the Azara, in or out of the Azara? There are many halachas that relate to the Azara as well. Kache kachim can only be eaten in the Azara. A tamei, someone's tamei, is nichnas Azara, is chayv kares. So there are a lot of halachas that relate to the Azara. So how do we view something that's partially in the Azara and partially outside of the Azara? So the Shachos, if you have rooms that are Bnuyos B'Kodesh P'suchos L'chol, that are built in the Kodesh area, that are built in the Azara, but the entranceway, the opening to them, is to the Harabayis, which does not have Kedushas Azara. Harabayis has its own Kedusha, right? It's one of the Eser Kedushos, and it's more Kodesh than the rest of the Yer HaAtika, than the rest of the Old City of Yerushalayim, which in turn is more Kodesh than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, there is a Kedusha barrier between the Azara and the rest of the Harabayas. So if the actual space that the room takes up is in the Azara, but its opening is on the Harabayas, Tochan Chol, so the halach is that the inside space does not have Kedushas Hazara, only has Kedushas Harabayas, and the Gagosein Kodesh. But the roofs of these rooms are considered to be Kodesh, are considered to be part of the Azara, because when you look at the roof, you look at where it actually is, not where the Pesach is. And if you look at the Bar Tanura over here, he explains Gagosein Kodesh Vuhu Shayu Gagosein Shavos LeKarka Azara. The Gagosein are only Kodesh if the rooftop is on the same level as the ground of the Azara. And you might be thinking, well, how's that possible? If it's a rooftop that's built right next to the Azara, how could it be a rooftop rooftops are higher? How could it be the same level as the ground of the Azara? So the Bar Tanura points out, very simple, Kigon Shaisa Lishcha B'Shipua Hahar, that it's built into a mountain. I mean, you have that all the time. I have friends in Eretz Yisrael, I visited their apartment. You go into the building, you go, you take an elevator up four flights, and then you go outside in their backyard, and they have a backyard that's on the ground level. But he had to go up four flights when he came into the front of the building. That's what happens when you build things into a mountain, that on one side it might be really high, and on the other side it might be just at ground level. So that's what we say, that the Gagosein are Kodesh only if they're on ground level. Bnuyos b'chol b'suchos l'kodesh, if they're built in the Harabayis area, not the Azara area, but the entranceway is into the Kodesh, is into the Azara, so tochen Kodesh, then the inside of those rooms have the status of the Azara, the Gagosei and Chol, and the rooftops do not have the status of the Azara. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, by the way, why is it that the rooftop has to be, in order for it to have the din of the Azara, has to be on the ground level of the Azara? Because Gagin Valios or Lo Niskachu, that the Kedusha only applies at ground level. If you have Gagin above the level of the Azara, it doesn't have the status of Kedusha's Azara. So anyway, B'nuyos B'Kodesh U'B'Chol, let's say it's built where it's half in the Kodesh and half in Chol, meaning half in Harbayis, half in the Azara, upsuchos l'kodesh u'lechol, and it has entrance ways, it has doorways that you can enter from either side. So tochan v'gagosehen, mikneket ha'kodesh v'lekodesh kodesh, mikneket ha'chol v'lechol, chol. Then we just look at where you're actually located, that the part of it that's in the Azara is in the Azara, and the part of it that's not in the Azara is not in the Azara. Like the Lishchas Hagazis is partially in the Azara, but in Yeshiva Bazara, the Malchus Beis Dov B'Vadis, and Hedron wouldn't be able to sit there. Right, so if they have an Elishcha that's partially in the Azara, partially outside of the Azara, as long as there are entranceways on both sides, so then the part that's in the Azara has a din of the Azara, part that's outside of the Azara does not have a din. Does not have a din of the Azara. So that is Mishnah Ches. Now Mishnah Tes tells us the following: Ma'aser Sheni Shenichnas Yerushalayim V'Nitma. What if you have Ma'aser Sheni that went into Yerushalayim? Now normally, as soon as Ma'aser Sheni produce goes into Yerushalayim, Din Da'oraisa, you're not allowed to be poda that Ma'aser Sheni. The Mechitzos are Koltos. That once it goes inside Yerushalayim, it chaps it. The Yerushalayim takes hold of it, and now you're not allowed to be podi it. But what if it became tame after you brought it into your shlim? So now you can't eat it either. And bein shenitma ba'avatuma, bein shenitma bevladatuma. Whether it became tame from an avatuma, which turns it into a rishon tuma, which is a tuma midaraisa, or whether it became tame from a vladatuma, from a rishon tuma, which turns it into a sheni tuma, which is only going to become tame midarabanan. Meaning, it's not that every sheni tuma is only midarabanan, but some are tame midarabanan. So we're talking about ones that are tamei derabanan. So let's assume it's a sheni l'tumah. It's only tamei midrabanan. That's the assumption. That's what the bartender points out. Hai vlad hatumah detanan masnisin. La vlad hatumah shenaga ba'av hatumah shu tamei midaraisa. El b'vlad hatumah derabanan. Kon shenaga kelim shenitmu b'mashkin. That touched kelim that became tamei from mashkin. So that's the kind of vlad hatumah we're talking about. But if it actually touched a real rishon l'tumah on the original level, then it would be sheni l'tumah midaraisa. But we're trying to set up a case where it's a tuma midrabanan, bein bifnim bein b'chutz, and it doesn't even matter where the tuma happened. If the tuma happened inside Yerushalayim, or the tuma happened outside of Yerushalayim, beishamei omrim yipad v'yachal hakol bifnim. Beishamei says, sorry, you have to eat all of it inside of Yerushalayim. You could redeem it. You could be poda it. You have to be poda it, even though it's inside Yerushalayim. Normally, you're not allowed to be poda things in Yerushalayim, but yet you're not allowed to bring it outside Yerushalayim. You might say, what do you mean? It's chulin. If I was poda it, it's not. Yeah, but people are going to think. People aren't going to realize that it's chulin. They're going to think that you're allowed to take Ma'aser Sheni produce and bring it outside Yerushalayim. Chutz mishenitma ba'avatuma b'chutz. Unless it became tamei with an avatuma b'chutz. If it became tamei with an avatuma outside of Yerushalayim, then you don't have to worry that people are going to think that you're allowed to take regular Ma'aser Sheni and remove it from Yerushalayim. Because when Ma'aser Sheni becomes tamei with an avatuma outside of Yerushalayim, everyone is going to know it's that Ma'aser Sheni has entered Yerushalayim, and therefore everyone will know that the reason you're taking it outside of Yerushalayim is because it had become tamei. So that's the only example when you have both of those factors, that it had become tamei outside of Yerushalayim, and therefore the mechitzos were never called those, because the mechitzos is not going to be called later than that which does not have tuma, and it's an avatuma. It became tamei with an avatuma, which means it's a tuma mida oraisa, where it's going to be very well known. So then you're allowed to be podit and bring it in, and bring the original fruit outside of Yerushalayim. But Beis Hillel says, no, I disagree. Hakol yipadeh v'yei ochel b'chutz. In all of these cases, the Ma'aser Sheni can be in all the cases, whether it became tamei bevladatum or tamei bevavatumah, whether it became tamei outside, whether it became tamei inside of Yerushalayim, you're allowed to bring it. Once you podit it, you can bring the stuff outside of Yerushalayim, with only one exception. Chutz mishenitma bevlad hatuma bifnim. If it only became tamei with a vlad hatuma inside Yerushalayim, then you're not allowed to bring it out. And the reason is very simple, according to Beis Hillel. Because if it was tahar when it made its way into Yerushalayim, so the mechitzos were koltos. Now, in order for that klitas hamechitzos to, that idea that the mechitzos grabbed it and will not let it go, in order for the mechitzos to let it go, so to speak, it has to lose its capacity to be eaten on a doraisa level. Well, if it only became tamei with a vladatuma, then it didn't lose its capacity to be eaten on a doraisa level. It only lost its capacity to be eaten on a terabanan level, and therefore you're not going to be allowed to bring it outside of Yerushalayim. But everything else you're going to be allowed to bring outside of Yerushalayim. So it's really four different cases that the Mishnah talks about. It talks about if it became tamei with an avatuma outside of Yerushalayim, and became tamei with a vladatuma outside of Yerushalayim, became tamei with an avatuma inside Yerushalayim, became tamei with a vladatuma inside Yerushalayim. So in three out of the four cases, Beis Shammai says nothing doing. You can't take it out, and only in the case of avatuma outside of Yerushalayim does Beis Shammai allow you to take it out. And in three out of the four cases, Beis Hillel says, yeah, you can take it out, it's not a problem. The only time they don't allow you to take it out is if it became tamei with a vlad hatuma while it was inside of Yerushalayim. So to quickly review what we learned today, so in Mishnah Ches, we learned that if you have rooms that are built partially in the Azara and partially outside of the Azara, so if the entranceway, wherever the entranceway is, that's where the room is, and the even though the cavity of the room is in the other location, you look at the Pesach, and when it comes to the rooftops, then you look at where it's actually physically located. But if you have a room that's built in both the Azara and outside the Azara, and has entranceways both into the Azara and outside of the Azara, then you look exactly where they are, where you are in that room. If you're in the part of the room that's in, you're in. If you're in the part of the room that's out, you're out. And then in Mishnah Tes, as we just mentioned, that if Ma'aser Sheni was brought into Yerushalayim and became Tameh in Yerushalayim, say if Machlokes Beishamai, or became Tameh before it came into Yerushalayim, say if Machlokes Beishamai Besilel, where Beishamai says that in 3 out of the 4 cases, you're not allowed to bring it outside of Yerushalayim, even though you're being poded. The only case you are allowed to bring it outside of Yerushalayim is if it became Tameh with an Av HaTumah before it ever entered Yerushalayim. And Besilel says in 3 out of the 4 cases, you may bring it outside of Yerushalayim after you poded it. There's only one case that you cannot bring it outside of Yerushalayim when you pulled it, and that is if it became Tameh in Yerushalayim with that which is only a Vlad HaTumah. Okay, Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Yod.